In March of last year, Sonoma County supervisors approved a feasibility report for the creation of a new energy cooperative to provide locally generated renewable electricity. This week, with a unanimous vote, they took the first concrete step toward making that entity, now known as Sonoma Clean Power, a reality.
Today's step, formalizing the Sonoma Clean Power Authority, now allows us as an authority to go negotiate with upwards of 6 or 7 different firms that want to do business in Sonoma County. We'll look at our portfolio and ask them what would the rates be that they can go out and secure green, renewable energy. And it's essentially a competition.
Grant Davis is executive director of the Sonoma County Water Agency, which now becomes the first, and so far only, member of a new joint powers authority, which is tasked with soliciting proposals to begin to answer the key question, what is it going to cost ratepayers?
We'll be able to entertain negotiations with a number of different firms that are hoping to do business in Sonoma County, promising to provide a much greener portfolio, and it's now about what type of rates that we can actually see. Hopefully they'll be very competitive with the current utility.
As those figures come back, probably before summer, Davis anticipates that some of the municipalities within the county, who've all been getting periodic briefings on the process, will be ready to join the Joint Powers Authority.
I detect a much higher interest within the cities. They just want to make sure that we're doing our due diligence, that we're actually proposing something that's going to work for the cities, not add a burden onto the ratepayers, but actually provide opportunities for businesses and locals alike.
In the lengthy discussion and public hearing that preceded the supervisor's vote, it was South County Representative David Rabbit who emerged as the new endeavor's primary skeptic. After he joined in the approval of the JPA's formation, Rabbit told KRCB he was out to ensure a rigorous analysis supported its expectations.
I think some of it is to make sure the assumptions in are correct. We're assuming that PG&E is going to raise their rates at 3.5% per annum for 20 years, that their business model won't change over that course of time. Is that realistic? Who knows?
Rabbit also insisted the county be as proactive as possible in informing residents about the new power agency so that a high proportion of them will opt into it, thereby creating a broader base of ratepayers to share the costs.
I want to make sure that all the residents of the county know that this is on the horizon. People really know they're part of the program. I encourage people to be part of the program, but I want to have confidence that they know they're in it and they know why they're in it and they know what their rates are doing. It is an investment, and I would hope that eventually that if all the pieces come together right, we will beat PG&E's rates.
Once the rate question has come into clearer focus, other aspects of the new power initiative will get more attention, such as the incentives for additional renewable generation facilities. These may include such things as farm-based methane digesters or small-scale solar farms on empty parcels or the rooftops of large commercial buildings. Rabbit is enthused about those prospects.
I do think that we have an opportunity to achieve something with all the other aspects. The distributed generation, being able to feed the system locally is a great thing. Lots of businesses will hopefully take advantage of that. That's the kind of stuff that I want to see us really tackle.
Still, the future of Sonoma Clean Power remains tentative. This absolutely does not start up the project. Cordell Stillman, the Water Agency's chief deputy engineer, assured the board. If the rates come in above our expectations, he said, we can shut this program down. Next week, the supervisors will review the details of the RFP that should begin to clarify what those all-important rates might be. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.